This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. The old year wound up with Detroit's speedy exit from bankruptcy and the makings of rebirth and recovery. The new year brings fresh attention to the troubles of Michigan's most populous county, Wayne County. Warren Evans becomes the new county executive, and he's inheriting a daunting pile of problems. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes is here. Daniel, let's start by looking at the problems Evans has inherited from his predecessor, Robert Ficano.
Well, he's got a budget that is accumulated a deficit of about $100 million, running an annual deficit of about $30 million. He's got a pension fund for county employees that at one time, not too long ago, was 100% funded. It is now about 60% funded. And he's going to have to figure out some ways to close those gaps. The problem is people are going to start talking about Chapter 9 and about bankruptcy and emergency management and all the things that we've become very familiar with over the last 18 months. And I think those are going to be a lot harder to apply to a county in Michigan than they were to the city of Detroit.
Because?
Well, a couple of things. One is that in Lansing, they've kind of come to the conclusion the emergency manager law may not be easily adaptable to counties. Why? Well, for one reason, you've got two constitutionally elected officers in every county, a sheriff and a county prosecutor, who account for a large chunk of the budget in every county, but they are answerable to voters directly. They're not answerable to a county executive in the county executive form of government. So that makes doing this a lot more difficult than it does in the situation where you have a city where you have the mayor who's essentially the elected chief executive. I think that's problematic. The other thing that I think we have to recognize is that economically here in Southeast Michigan, things are moving along. The auto companies have had a heck of a year. They expect to have a very strong year again next year. Income growth is improving. Unemployment is declining. Job creation is also improving. I think there's generally a pretty good feeling around now that bankruptcy is behind us and, you know, no more talk about DIA selling art and this, that, and the other thing. So I think you're trying to make a case of we're having a financial crisis at a time when everybody looks around and says, well, things are going pretty well in the city of Detroit.
And you kind of also make a good point in today's column in the Detroit News. Governor Snyder isn't going to want to wade into a lot of political implications of even thinking of appointing an emergency manager for Wayne County.
Yeah, I think you see some very distinct signs from this governor of, you know, that the emergency management isn't necessarily always the answer. And the best example is the Detroit Public Schools. He made it very clear in interviews at the end of the year that emergency management for Detroit Public Schools has been a failure. And it's been under two administrations, both his predecessor and his own. And they clearly are not stemming the exodus of people and money from the schools. And I think there's a sense that they've got to come up with a different way of approaching things. And I think Warren Evans kind of faces a similar kind of situation in the sense that, you know, I think he has to be very transparent about the problems. And I think financially, Wayne County has not been well managed. And you also have a real diversity of communities there. You've got some very wealthy communities in Southeast Michigan and some not so wealthy communities. So they're all going to look at things very differently. Some that may have a much more of an allegiance to organized labor than others. It's a very dicey kind of proposition. That said, I think he has a financial problem that he's going to have to contend with, and I'm not at all clear as to how he's going to do it. And he said already publicly he doesn't want to impact county employees. Well, I'm not quite sure how you can kind of do this and square the circle if you don't start looking at not only your employee costs, but also you have to look at how the services that you offer the taxpayers and how you offer them.
He did announce this week that he was cutting salaries of his top appointees, which is basically a symbol, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, as I think I point out, it's necessary, but it's clearly not sufficient. I mean, he's trying to send a message, and he's decided to have five fewer appointees than Bob Ficano. Well, big whoop. I mean, that's kind of taking the sleeves out of your vest, as it were. It's symbolic, but there's a lot more to do. And I think one of the things is going to have to be demonstrating transparency. Now, I will say one other thing. He's a close political ally of Mike Duggan, who has a long history of in Wayne County government, as people know, both as prosecutor and as deputy county executive. He knows Wayne County. It financially was in better shape when he and Ed McNamara were running the place. He can be an ally. He's good at restructuring. He can be, in a sense, a mentor if, in fact, they move into that kind of relationship. But it's not like Mike Duggan's got all sorts of time on his hands. He's got to implement a restructuring handed down by the bankruptcy court, and he has to do it on a schedule and with discipline.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. As always, thank you so much, Daniel.
Thank you.